You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
See me April 10th, 11th, and 12th at Laugh Out Loud, San Antonio, Texas. April 18th, Brokerage Comedy Club, Biltmore, New York. April 19th, live podcast with Lewis Black at Caroline's on Broadway, New York, New York. April 30th, Caroline's on Broadway, New York, New York. Check my website, GilbertGottfried.com, for more information. Hi, it's Gilbert Gottfried, and this is another episode of Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions with my co-host Frank Santopadre, where we pick movies that we enjoyed and you might enjoy too.
Yeah, and maybe at some point down the road we'll pick some TV shows and some other things. But for now, movies are our focus. And I find it interesting, we were talking about it before we turned the mics on, that you're one of the world's most recognized comedians has yet to recommend a comedy.
Yeah.
In three tries.
Yeah. I guess I'm like the Academy Awards. Yeah. Like, I don't take comedy seriously.
You discriminate against comedies?
Yes.
Or maybe you're comedied out. What's your pick for this week, Gil?
This week, it was funny because I was on with Robert Osborne,
who
was nice enough to be a guest on the show,
right.
And on his, Turner Classic Movies. And one of the movies I picked was the original of Mice and Men, and it came out in 1939, which was a ridiculous, I think it was up for an award, but it was a ridiculous time period to be up for an Academy Award, because Wizard of Oz...
Oh, 39.
Yeah.
Right.
Wizard of Oz, Gone with the Wind, Stagecoach.
Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Right. Was How Green Was My Valley that year, too?
It may have been.
Maybe.
I mean,
maybe I got my years wrong.
The most insane year.
Gunga Din, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just ridiculous year for movies. Great films.
And how did it do, by the way? At award time,
I don't know that it got anything.
Interesting,
because it wound up getting lost in the shuffle.
Sure,
but it was based, of course, on a John Steinbeck book. It was based on a John Steinbeck book. That's a tongue twister.
It is.
And I read the book.
You actually read the book.
After seeing the movie.
This is two episodes in a row where you've actually read the book.
Back when I could still read.
I'm impressed.
And I think this kind of paved the way for what would later be all these buddy movies where two guys have big dreams.
Right, right, right.
And,
it does sort of have that formula.
Like Midnight Cowboy
right,
and Scarecrow and a million other films like that. And a ridiculous cast. I keep saying the word ridiculous, but
okay.
Burgess Meredith, who, depending on what you remember him from, either the coach in Rocky.
That's right.
Or Mickey. The penguin.
The penguin, depending on when you were born. Being married to the fetching Paulette Goddard.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, who also married Chaplin.
Yes.
Yes.
And so it was him as George and as Lenny, Lon Chaney Jr.
Your favorite actor.
Yeah. I always, how long can I go without mentioning Lon Chaney Jr.?
You didn't make it to 4 weeks.
Yes.
And we're sitting in your apartment, and there's a Lon Chaney Jr. life mask hanging on your wall.
And an autograph of him from the Wolfman, an autograph Wolfman picture. And it's his greatest performance, without question.
Well, I think it's one of the few times he was taken seriously as an actor.
Yeah, because then later on, I mean, he was born Creighton Chaney. And the studios and the business finally said to him, look, we can push you as Lon Chaney Jr. And then we got a gimmick. And so he went along with that. And I think he regretted it from the beginning of his career.
Big shadow.
Yeah.
His father.
But this was his just a surprising performance.
It's a sad film.
Oh.
It's a heartbreaking film to watch.
Yeah.
The first of your choices that I've actually seen.
Yes.
By the way.
And then Betty Field is in it as like, you know, the floozy wife of the character Curly. And Chaney and Betty Field would both be in the same episode, and this goes to another thing we always talk about. Route 66.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, what was the name of that episode again?
I forget. He plays like the long-lost father.
Yes, I know the one you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't have any scenes of Chaney and Betty Field together.
Right.
Which
Weird.
Is insane.
Kind of like the Marx Brothers in that Irwin Allen movie.
Oh,
and
yes.
They're all separated.
A Story of Mankind.
And while you're mentioning Burgess Meredith, it'd be a perfect time to point out that when we interviewed Adam West, he paid you the biggest compliment of your career.
Yes. He said, I would have made a great penguin. Yes.
You would have.
Oh, and also in Of Mice and Men is cowboy actor Bob Steele Curly. And Bob Steele, what would he wind in years later?
Well, I knew him as Duffy on F Troop.
Exactly.
Right.
So we've already had on Larry Storch.
And we've talked about Bob Steele.
And Ken Berry.
Right.
And so if only Bob Steele were alive today.
He'd be about 122.
Yeah, sure.
If he were here.
And he'd be our youngest guest. And in Of Mice and Men, and because it's in the story, I heard that there were some schools that banned the book because they said it promotes euthanasia.
Really?
Yeah. And when I say euthanasia, I meant like young people in China. It's euthanasia. And I thought this movie
exactly promote it.
Has nothing to do with Chinese people. No. And
was it banned in Asia?
Kids.
That's what I like to know.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I want to talk about something. I like that picture very much.
Oh, great, great.
And tell the folks what I got you, what I gave you as a gift for your birthday.
Oh, you got me a photo, an original photo.
Yes.
Of Burgess Meredith and Lon Chaney Jr.
Not a reprint.
From Of Mice and Men.
Not a reprint, pal. Oh, here we go. Our crack research team, led by Darren Foster, informs us that Of Mice and Men had 4 nominations, but no wins.
Oh, see?
It was a tough year.
Yeah.
39 was a tough year. Sad film, Chaney's best work.
Yeah, and then later on, you know, he would be known as the Wolfman.
Sure.
And then...
And typecast as the Wolfman.
Yeah, and quickly relegated to the... He would wind up in the lowest of the low of horror and cowboy movies.
But you're keeping the dream alive.
Yes,
personally.
Yes, yes.
I just want to talk. I want to switch gears and talk about a movie from the 80s.
And fuck you, we will have Janet Ann Gallo on this show.
I am not resisting Janet Ann Gallo.
I don't care.
I just think she's terrifying.
I don't care if it's a 3-second interview.
I think Janet Ann Gallo is terrified of you. Now people are going to Google down Janet Ann Gallo. This is a movie that I absolutely love. I saw it in a movie. You know, sometimes you fall in love with a movie because of the experience connected to when you first saw it,
yes.
What was happening in your life. I saw this at the Ziegfeld Theater in a snowstorm. It just had such an effect on me. It's called Pennies from Heaven. It's Steve Martin starred in it with Bernadette Peters, who was his girlfriend at the time, written by the British writer Dennis Potter. And, of course, it was based on a TV series also called Pennies from Heaven, starring Bob Hoskins. And it's a really very, very difficult film to define. It's a musical. It's not really a musical. It's a musical tragedy.
Yeah.
And Steve Martin was really taking a leap because he had made The Jerk and he was Steve Martin. He had a brand,
yeah.
And he was Steve Martin, the wild and crazy guy, and he agrees to star in this film, which I think is kind of what didn't do it any favors at the box office, is that people just did not understand. They went to it thinking
for
it was
a wacky Steve Martin film.
Steve Martin comedy. He might have made one. He might have made Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid at that point, I'm not even sure. I think it was just The Jerk was under his belt. I actually have to check the dates, and it's a remarkable film. There's nothing like it. The songs are all period songs. They're all songs from the 1920s and songs of the Depression, the 20s and the 30s, and they're lip-synced. So nobody does any actual singing in the movie. And the conceit of the film, of Potter's story, was that these films, the Depression-era films, would take you away from your problems.
Yes.
And that you would get lost in the musical comedies of the day. And this kind of manages to combine both things. It's a musical, but as I said, it's also a musical tragedy, and it's a fascinating picture. Bernadette Peters is wonderful in it. Christopher Walken, we have to talk about for a second. Christopher Walken, who was a dancer,
I heard Christopher Walken. His dream in life was to be like Fred Astaire.
Well, he was a hoofer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what he really wanted to be.
He stops. His scene is show-stopping. I mean, he plays a pimp.
I remember that scene.
Yeah. And
he's amazing.
Amazing. If you've ever seen any of the music videos where Christopher Walken dances, I think it's a Weapon of Choice video, you have to see this picture. It's bleak. It was interesting. I looked up Leonard Maltin's review of it last night in the indispensable Leonard Maltin movie guide. And it said troubling as entertainment.
Yes,
which I find is an apt description.
It's a very strange film, and I mean Christopher Walken is a surprise.
Yeah,
how great a dancer!
And nobody knew at that point. I think he'd done The Deer Hunter. People had seen him in things, but he just exploded off the screen, and I think anybody knew. Certainly, I didn't that he was a dancer.
And it is one of those movies that just, it's a musical tragedy.
Tragedy. Martin is great in it. There are so many great set pieces. Check it out. Jessica Harper, who we talked about, played.
Jessica Harper, who would then later be in Phantom of the Paradise.
I think it was before this.
Oh.
She did Phantom of the Paradise.
Which stars Paul Williams.
Paul Williams, one of our favorites.
Who sings in the theme song, The Phantom. Who stars in
that's
it.
Right.
And yeah. Well, let me see.
Do a little Paul for us.
Okay. Days get cold and the nights grow longer. Some people get wise, but you just got older and you never listened anyway. That's the hell of it.
good for nothing, bad in bed. Nobody loves you, you're better off dead. Goodbye, 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 goodbye. We all came to say goodbye.
I love Paul Williams. I met him backstage at The View, and yes, it just I was starstruck.
See, and you know, see, I like to be able to do a Paul Williams imitation because the kids go for it.
They love it.
Yeah.
They love it. The only thing they go for more is a Damon Wilson.
Pop.
So to sum up, Pennies from Heaven. And
now, how does the singing detective fit in? There was another English production.
There was a British production of The Singing Detective, and then it was made as a Hollywood feature with Robert Downey.
Yeah.
And I have not, sad to say that I have not
seen it. Because very similar to Pennies from Heaven, in that they break into songs.
Yes, yes. It was the same gimmick.
Yeah.
And Potter also wrote a film starring Vincent Price's wife, Coral Brown, called Dream Child, which is another film I'll recommend and I'll talk about on another show.
Ah.
So, anything else you want to add? You want to
yes,
take us out with some Paul Williams?
Yes. Okay. Paul Williams.
We have to get him on the show.
You mentioned The Goodbye Girl.
Yes.
And,
can't wait to see the connection you're making here.
Okay. Well, Neil Simon also did Cinderella Liberty. I think, was that Neil Simon?
No, that was his wife,
Marcia Mason. I knew there was a connection.
And James Caan.
Yes, right. James Caan and Eli Wallach.
Right.
And the theme song to that was composed by John Williams, best known as Bum Bum Bum.
Sure.
Bum, bum, bum,
Spielberg.
Bum, bum,
Spielberg
bum, bum,
is the favorite composer.
Yes. And with lyrics by and sung by Paul Williams.
I did not know this. This
Hello.
Is good stuff.
With the fiction from a sentimental fool to a little girl who's broken every rule, one that leads me up when all the others seem to let me down. One that's nice to be around. Should I say that it's a blue world without you? Whisper words I remember from old love songs, but all wrong, 'cause I never called it love before. This feeling's new, it came with you.
I love it. You never cease to amaze me. It sounded a little like Will Gear, but I'll give it to you. Paul, we mean it affectionately. We want you on the show.
Paul Williams also, when I start imitating him, it also at times falls into, oh, God, what was the great philosopher?
Oh, Eddie Lawrence.
Eddie Lawrence. Like, right. That's what's bothering you, Bunky.
Bunky.
You see, your dog walked out on you. Is that...
Wow, all the way from Of Mice and Men to to the old philosopher, Eddie Lawrence. We run the gamut on this show.
I even forgot what movie I was
okay.
talking about.
So as always, if you like the show, tweet, follow us on Facebook, post on Facebook. What else am I leaving out? Send us pictures on Instagram. Do the whole hashtag, do the whole shebang. And we'll see you next time.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.